This is the Baptist Bible Seminary's first year Greek class, summer session, 1985. This is July the 2nd, 1985. We're taking lessons number 56 and 57 this evening, sponsored by the Bible for Today. We're using the textbook by William Hershey Davis, Beginner's Grammar of the Greek New Testament. And this is Dr. D.A. Waite, the teacher, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
For the word of prayer, shall we begin our class tonight? Dear Lord, we thank you for this discussion we've been able to have on the various topics before we began our Greek class. We pray for these men, Lord, their families, their ministries, their lives. Give them great interest in the things of Christ. Give them a heart for the Lord Jesus and for the souls of men and women. Help them in their studies. Help them in their work, Lord, and bless their families. Use them for thy glory, each one. Be with the other man that was Larry that wasn't able to make it tonight. We don't know why, but maybe he'll be here a little bit later. But take care of him and try to keep him on the ball so he doesn't miss too many weeks here. He's been gone 3 weeks now, and so we're concerned somewhat that he make it all up. So help us tonight, Lord, as we look into this Greek study and the various topics that are before us. And bless us and use us. Thank you for helping me this day to get back in shape and my own illness. And continue, Lord, to use the doctors and their wisdom and medications, whatever it may be, in order to stave off this dread disease. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. All right. Let's move on to 56 and 57. Is that correct for tonight? 56, 57? Yeah. We'll review a little bit before we go into our quizzes there. We take our vocabulary, page 200, first of all. The paragraph 478. I make the stand or place or stand is what? Histemi. That's your main big verb, isn't it? Yeah. It underlies all the other. Set against or withstand is what? Anthistemi. All right, from antihistemi, anthistemi. Anthistemi. And then I raise up or I rise or arise.
Anistemi.
All right, anahistemi. Did I say anistemi? Anistemi. All right, and then I put away or depart from. Anthistemi. All right, I go into or embark.
Embino.
That's out of order, but that's the way it goes. I stand upon or by or come upon. Stand upon, stand by, or come upon. Episteme. I set down or appoint. Kathisteme. I pass over. I depart.
Metabino.
Metabino. Pardon me. Metabino. Okay. I place beside or stand by.
Paristeme.
Paristeme. And then I am amazed and beside myself.
Existeme.
All right. I command or I establish.
Sunistimi.
I asked my wife about that thing. Remember about the minds? Remember the two minds and beside myself, you know, the song? I think what that man said, that missionary, let's see. One mind is lost.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a man with two minds. One mind is lost and the other mind is out looking for it. That's what I guess that's.
One mind is lost
and the other mind is out looking for it. Man with two minds. That's. I guess that would mean that if his one mind is lost and the other mind is out, he's got another one out looking for it, he's absolutely bankrupt.
He's really
he really
they're both
mind is
they're both out.
I guess it's a strange way of putting it, but I think that's what it was. I couldn't think of it. All right, page 204. Vocabulary for 57. I place or lay or put down. Sit in me. Here's another main verb. I lay upon, place upon. Epitithemi, right? Epitithemi. A sepulcher or the tomb, the sepulcher, the, with the article?
Ta-me-me-on.
That's a tough one. I set before or commit?
Paratithemi.
Paratithemi. I add or give an addition?
Prostithemi.
Prostithemi, okay. And that's for that, all right? Now, what did we have in the way of these others? Do you remember?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, good. That's right. Always spare the.
We need it.
That's the only thing is we got a low basis.
Low base. Well,
I don't know how much.
Get out your papers and work on that, and we'll see what we can do with a low base or high base or whatever base. Get your mind in gear, and let me know when you're ready. We'll start on up.
Vocabulary for Lesson 56, page 200. Number one, I place beside or stand by. I place beside or stand by. Number two, I set down or appoint. I set down or appoint. Number three, I make to stand, place or stand. I make to stand, place or stand. Number four, I pass over or depart. Number five, I set against or withstand. Set against or withstand. Number six, I stand upon or by or come upon. I stand upon or by, come upon. Number seven, I go into, embark. I go into, I embark. Number eight, I raise up or rise or arise. Raise up, rise, or arise. Number nine, I put away or depart from. Put away or depart from. Number 10, I command or establish. Number 11, I am amazed or am beside myself. Or amazed or beside myself. Any questions on those 11? Okay, if not, we'll go on to the next one. Just a few of these, five. Number one, for 56, 57, rather, exercise. Number one, I add or give in addition. I add or give in addition. Number two, I place or lay or put down. Number three, I set before or commit. Set before or commit. Number four, I lay upon or place upon. Number five, with the article the sepulcher or tomb. The sepulcher or tomb. Any questions on that one? All right, go right ahead. Catch it. We'll let, all right, let's take a look at next week's picture then, man. 56 and 57. If you want me to look ahead for the final at that time, we can, or we wait till next week, whatever. 58, 59. All right, I'll get it in a minute. 8 and 59. All right, 58 and 59. My page is turned and I'm out of
209.
209, thank you. Okay, conjugation of the me verbs continued. Here it's afiemi, and hiemi is to send. Apo is away, to send away. It's iemi. And soon Amy is to send, and soon is to send along with someone else. So to go with, to send with, so on like that. Forgiveness is off Amy. See, it's the sending away. Apo Amy. To go away with the sin. All right, so first of all, I send away or forgive or leave or let is what? Off Amy. Apo Amy. To go away, to send away. That's a wonderful thing. It's like the scapegoat in the wilderness. Remember, they sends away by a fit man in the wilderness, the sins. In the Old Testament Day of Atonement, Leviticus 16, Leviticus 16, yeah. That's the Day of Atonement, right? Leviticus 16. Leviticus 16, I'm sure it's Numbers. Leviticus. Huh?
There's something in Numbers about it.
Yeah, sure. Leviticus is all that the high priest and I, my mind should tell. That just is, I'm almost positive with it. Let me just check. So as not to lead people astray here. The Day of Atonement, Leviticus 16, right on the bottom. Okay. Okay. Now, so that's Athiemi, and knowing, that's, of course, an adjective, I guess you'd say, knowing. Mm-hmm. Or it's a participle, really, a participle, isn't it? Eidos, eidwia, eidos. Knowing. See, these are just participles, right out in the middle of, because... I don't know why they put those out. I've never seen that before. We haven't had those participles pure and simple like that before, have we? Usually have them in conjunction with a verb. Standing. You see, this almost makes an adjective out of these things. Knowing, standing, no. The knowing person, the standing person. It's a participle, all right? Of course, participles are adjectival, aren't they, in their usage. Standing is what?
Hestos.
That's the law. Rough breathing is rough. Hestos. Yes. Huh? Hestos. Hestosa. Hestas. Hestos, okay, old, true, perfect, with imperfect meaning of oida. Of course, the word means I know. This is what? Aiden. It means I knew. See, it really means I had known, but it really means I knew the way they translate. Aiden. All right. What's that? Your subscript under the Ada. That's going to be a stickler. I perceive or understand as well.
Soon
the Ami. If the Ami means to go or descend, and soon ascend along with someone else, it means I perceive or I understand. See. And then an adverb, then, is what? Then?
Takte.
All right, takte. We've had hatte, and now it's takte. Hatte is when, takte is then. Remember, hatte, takte. Second aorist indicative active of ago is what? Second aorist.
Egagon.
Egagon. There's a lovely one. It looks almost like a perfect with a duplication, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. The bed is what? The bed. With the adjective.
A clinical
situation. A clinic has a lot of beds. That's a good memory. A clinic has a lot of beds. All right. Any other questions on that? All right. Let's move on to the other vocabulary. Our last, isn't it?
Yep.
Boy. Our last, isn't this one? All right. I proclaim good tidings. I preach the gospel as well.
Evangelizomai.
See, el evangelizomai. Good is well is el, isn't it? And we learned that el is well from agathos, good, and evangelizomai is to announce. So good announcements, good preaching,
good
tidings.
Amen.
That's right. And then few, little or small, adjective.
Oligos, oligon.
Memory hit is what?
Oligarchy.
A rule by a small number of people. Small number of people, oligarchy. Mm-hmm. Arche, to rule, oligos, small, few people.
That's
rule.
Where we also get oligarchy from that also.
Oh, oligarchy.
It's a monopoly by a small number. It's not a monopoly, but it's an oligopoly, which is a...
Oligopolis would be a small city. Well, like a city.
There is an economic term called oligopoly.
Yeah, you're right. Like monopoly.
Right.
What does opoly mean? Monopoly. I'm trying to figure the Greek word out of that. Hoplos is an armament, but I don't know what that means. I know monopoly means mono, and what's the opoly, though?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what it is. But oligopoly is the same as monopoly. One,
and the other is a several.
Yeah.
Like two of them, like the automotive industry is considered an oligopoly.
Yeah.
Two or three industries ruling have the whole marketplace.
Yeah, oligopoly. Well, I have to see what that meaning, monopoly, opla. It must be a Greek word, because mono is Greek and oligos is Greek, so opoly must be. I have to look in my dictionary now, the etymology. All right, coming or presence, the coming or the presence, I should say. A noun?
Parousia.
The coming of the Lord, the parousia. And that comes from two words, usia, which is your participle of own, usaan, see, being, and para, right along beside. Mm-hmm. When you're right along beside, you're being right alongside, you're present. Here, you're present. That's a beautiful
that's
the etymology of that, see.
That's the rapture that they...
Yes, the coming, he'll be with us, the coming, it's using different... Probably it's different.
Rapture is a difference, well, snatching away.
Well, that's true, but you see, by the coming of the Lord, see, it's used in different ways, you know. I think parousia can be either from the rapture of the church or the second coming of the Lord. See, that we beseech you by the presence of the Lord, but he's present in either case. I don't think you can make an airtight case, Manny, on that, on either one of those. Although the tendency is in the Scopio Bible, I know, to say that the parousia is one and the apocalypsis, the revelation, is another, you know, the unveiling. But I don't know. I think that I've seen... different places use different ways in that. See, so I would keep that in mind. I wouldn't be dogmatic either way until you check on that, because there's something in my mind that calls a tilt on that to see which one it is. See, parousia. I think it could be either. It means the presence of the Lord, and of course, we're going to be present with the Lord also. Let's see if I can find this. Our onomia, or up to. See if you can find it for me. Young eyes. I'd have to crank this up one more notch by look at it.
Yeah, I think I need it.
Parousia. Parousia. Listen, turn that on. I forgot to turn that on. So light out, I forget. That might give you a little more.
Give me a little light, more light on this.
A little more light on the subject. See, parousia, P-I-R-O-U-S-A. Well, how many you got? You see, for a minute?
No.
Where is it, right here? Thank you. Thank you. What are the signs of thy coming, see? Well, that's obviously the second part. That's coming in glory, right?
That's Matthew 24.
See, Matthew 24, see, a sign of the coming of the Son of Man. You know, that's the second coming of glory. Now, let's get into the epistles. Christ at his coming. Today's there Christ at his coming, see? Then cometh the end, see? First Thessalonians 2:19. No, are you not Christ at it? No, are you not with Christ at his coming, see? Mm-hmm. Well, that could be in the rapture, right? 3:13, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, 4:15, and remain in the coming of the Lord. Well, see, that's the rapture. See? So you see...
Which one is the rapture?
That's 4:13. See, oh. The Lord will send from heaven the coming of Shavuot. This is 4:15.
Mm.
Those that remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede those that remember sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I say unto the word of the Lord. See, it's 4:15, remember 4:14, 4:15, 4:16. And 5:23, under the coming of our Lord. See, and I think that's also the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
5:23, by the coming of our Lord, 2 Thessalonians 2:1, by the brightness of his coming. Now that's parousia, and that's the revelation, see, his coming in glory. Even him by whose coming is after, that's like Satan. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, that's the man of sin. Under the coming of the Lord, that's James 5:7, be patient, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. At least that could be the rapture or the... power and glory, and power and coming of our Lord, that would probably be the revelation. Where is the promise of his coming? See, remember the in 2 Peter 3:4, and hasting on the coming of the day of judgment. Will you not be shamed before him at his coming? 1 John 2:28. See, that could be at the be shamed before him. That's at the rapture, because we see him at his coming, and not be ashamed because the judgment of Jesus Christ is going to come. So you see, I'm saying, man, based upon this from Matthew passage. And then they that are Christ that is coming, 1 Corinthians 15:23. Remember, then cometh the end, the three phases, they that are Christ at his coming. See, that would be probably at the rapture, at his coming, probably. Glad of the coming of Stephanus, the coming of Titus, so on. So that, I think you've got an ambivalent situation there. Although, as I say, the School for Reference Bible, some of the other teachers, you know, more or less stick to the ones. See, that's that analytical Greek concordance. English was analytical Greek. Very excellent. It runs you right down. See, it really is a good book.
Picked that up, didn't you?
Very good indeed. So, how do we get on parousia? That's the word, isn't it? Hey, parousia. All right. Then the sign is what? The sign.
Tosemeon.
Tosemeon. All right, semeon. And semeon, I guess. What's the memory on semeon? Sign. Semaphore. You know, you said semaphore? Semaphore and wigwag? Are you familiar with those? Semaphore is when you. Semaphore is like this A, B, C, the flags.
Oh, the flags.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you had it with your hands like this,
right.
You send a signalman. A semaphore. Semaphore. You have a semantic, I think, maybe related to this. I'm not sure. Signs. What are the signs of meaning, words of meaning? See, it means signs of symbols of words. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Tosemeon.
It almost seems like the name Simeon might come from.
Oh, Simeon. Mm-hmm. Simeon could be. Simeon. Today or this day is what? Today or this day?
Semeron.
You know, Hemera is one day, isn't it? Hemera. We've heard that for day, right? Hemera. So if you put an S before it, Semera instead of Hemera. It's today or this day. That's just the difference. Hey, matter today is today, but same matter also. Any questions on those? All right, let's go back and pick up what we're going to have for next week then on the overall. Of course, we'll take our, let's see, this would be 498. We'll take the vocabulary, 58.
Yeah, but there's only one translation, one exercise.
Oh, the one exercise, huh?
Hey,
that's good. That's wonderful. That's just one exercise. The long of it is only one. Okay.
That's all right. That's
all right. Just
I'll
so
take
only
that
one.
Six.
Now, I'm the 499, the principal parts, so on. Well, we go over that. I don't think we'll have to bother that. Then let's see. Aphiemi. Let's see what we've got on Aphiemi. Aphiemi. Let's take the present on that, present indicative active. Take those six forms there, present indicative active, on Athiemi. I think you ought to get a start on that because that's a pretty, well, there's only one bracket on that. Then go over to page
211, 503, Adane. They got a lot of few brackets there I knew and so on. Let's see. Ado, let's not bother with that. That's a little bit on the strange side. Let's move on to page 213 and come up into the first tense of Dunaimane. See, that's from optative. That's an optative. See, remember they're optatives. Mm-hmm. But they're very seldom used. See, we've talked about that. May I do this? May I do that? I main and oi. Sometimes you got the ois and so on. But
so all these bracketeds are they're not even
they're
in
not
the
even,
they're
no,
not
that's
bracketed.
That's just a bracket to give the other bracket. I don't think we're going to do optative. Optative is very seldom used. We'll look at it. You may need it to run out for these exercises. You know, exercise. So I think that's it, man. Just go ahead, give us the vocabulary plus the present indicative active of afiemi. Let's pick that one that's bracketed. Just use it afiemi because that's the beginning of the verb.
Okay. Are we going to use?
What are we going to do on here?
Nothing.
We'll just take nothing on the other one. Nothing
just,
on the other.
Just
one.
Paragraph 500 for present tense.
Okay.
Paragraph 500 present tense and do the exercises for. Only for 58. You don't have any 59. Do two vocabularies, and that's it.
Could we go through what we're going to have for the exam?
Sure, let's do it. Let's do that. Then you have a little bit of a running. And then you can tell Larry or he can find out next week or something. All right, we started. Let me take a look back here. We started on 46 this time. 46. Okay, let's go back to 46, paragraph lesson 46, page what?
Okay, 162.
162, okay.
That's where we started.
62, yes, according to our lesson here, we started at 46. So, of course, take all of our vocabularies, all of our exercises, you know, we have open book like we have always, no matter how. And we have the same situation, English to Greek, like we had on the vocabularies. Mm-hmm. All right, and then from there, let's go on and see what else we have. Count them up if you wish to see what you have. Crino, 292, active and middle. Crino, crinumai, like that, those two. And let's see, moving on. In fact, those 292, crino, and I better do some marking too while we're marking these. Okay, and then we'll go beyond to over on page 167. And this is our imperative. Let's take lue and lue, present active imperative, middle imperative, passive imperative, second aorist imperative. We won't take the second aorist middle. We'll just take those on that page right there, 403, 404.
We're not going to take the second aorist imperative?
405 and 406. Okay. No, not the second aorist, right. Middle. See, not the middle on the other page, over on page 168.
We'll
take the second aorist active imperative, yeah. Baletto,
so
okay.
403 to 406.
403, 406 on that, all right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll move along to page 169. First active imperative, luo. First middle imperative, passive. I take the first two on those. Take the aorist active imperative and aorist middle imperative. We don't need the passive there. We'll leave off on that one. Got those two. That's 409 and 410. 409 and 410.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we won't have these ordinals and cardinals just like we didn't have them before, just to forget those, as we've said before. And going to page 172, did we do the haste me ahead or not? I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have that, so we won't have it now. All right, move on then to 175. Now we had the complete verb system in there, the fellow. It's on
the level.
All right, instead of taking the complete verb system, let's go around to the first four right on this page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 175. Take the present indicative active, middle passive, present subjunctive active, middle passive. That'll take care of that. Give you a picture of it, but not a complete law. All right, then we'll skip on to
page 179, 180, 181, 182, 183. We did the maid zone, did we? Or did we not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maid zone. Let's see. Maid zone, maid zone. I'd take the maid zone, I guess, maid zone. I'll give you an idea of preparative, megas and mega. Don't take these other positives and preparatives and prolives. We'll let you slide on those things there. I'm going to 185. You know, we took the complete system, didn't we?
Yeah.
Again, just take the first four. Present active, active, middle passive, present subjunctive, active, middle passive. Give you a kind of a picture of it. Not a complete blow up, as we said before in the other. All right, 187. I guess we may have taken the no. No, I guess we didn't take the no.
No,
I don't think so. Okay, then go on to 189, 190, 191, 192. At 192, played all. We took the complete system, I guess, in that too, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I just take the first three on that. Forget the middle and passive, the subjunctive, because that's not really known. Just take the first three, present indicative active, middle and passive, present subjunctive active. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
First three only on that. All right, then we move on to 193, 194. We took a little plate out, did we? Did we take plate out at all?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's still part of
that. Oh, sure. That's the other one. Okay, pardon me. All right, 195, 196. Didomi. Did we take any of Didomi? 196?
No.
Didn't take that because of practice, did it?
All we took was the aorist active on page
198. 198. I'll take the aorist active. That's good. Edoka. Yeah, I would give you a little bit of the Didomi.
Subjunctive. What about?
Well, you can leave those off, I guess. Subjunctive.
Indicative.
Well, let's take the subjunctive, only that first subjunctive. Do, well, that's the only one they have. Do, dos, do, do, men, do, te, do. That's a pretty regular one, anyway. That gives you two on that score. Have we take the eggnone at all or not?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take the eggnone. Okay. the 201. We take the histamine. That's what we took tonight. Did we take? You didn't take that, did we?
No.
Because that's so funny. So we didn't take any of these. Okay,
no.
So just skip right on through this one and the next one. We didn't take anything of that one. All right, let's go to 209 then. Is that where we are?
Yeah.
And what are we taking now?
Present indicative active.
Mm. Alafimi. Okay, that's it. Let's take the present indicative active alafimi, and then what are we taking next time?
That's it.
That is next
time. Okay, now count them up. Steve, what do we have?
Yeah.
What have we been having?
Well, I only put paragraph numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, but a lot of those have 4,
some others,
3.
Yeah. Is that in line with some of our other things?
Yeah, the third semester is always shorter, so we do get a little less.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have my other things here. I'm thinking maybe they're under here. Get the comparison. I don't think I have them here. I must have put them away. Okay, so I think that's within line there in purpose and sync. Okay, see if you can work on that. And if you see Larry, or if he calls me, I'd be glad to tell him or whatever.
That's the 18th, right?
That'll be the 18th, right? 18th. Okay. All right, then let's move on into the night's work. We have 56 and 57. 58
and
59. Tonight? 56, 57
tonight.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, I was blank. Okay, next week. Now, what page is that? I'm all off on pages now. 56 and 57, page 200, is that right? Oh, excuse me. No, you're right. You're right, Steve.
We are.
It's 58 and 59. You're absolutely right. We're going to take a look at some of the details of it because we didn't go into detail. We just hit the high spot. 58 and 59. Let's take a look at 58 and 59, and then we'll go back to tonight's work on our exercises. And I notice in verse paragraph 499, page 209 of 58, the verb EMEI sin. occurs only in comma. It's interesting, isn't it? But EME does mean descending. We've got to know that. And therefore, Aphi-Ame, Apo, and so on, Suni-Ame, and so forth, those are the most important. And the verb stem is F, so the duplication and so on. So here's the principal part. Notice that. We're not going to require it. What is the first principal part of Aphi-Ame?
Present.
It is the present. What's the next one?
Future.
And it says what?
Afeso.
Afeso.
Oh.
I got the sigma in there. Afeso is the future. Right, what's the next one?
Eris.
And it is what?
Afeka.
Eris, right? That's your probably your kappa eris. And what's the next one?
Subjunctive.
That's probably the af elontai is probably the.
Perfect.
Probably the perfect. Yeah,
I mean the perfect.
Yeah, perfect. And then what's the next last one?
So, okay.
Aris passive. First aris passive. Okay. First aris passive. So these are the verbs. These are the stems as you see them, as you meet them. And now we're going to learn this one here, the present indicative active. Let's go through that. Afiemi, afes, afiesi. Afiemen, afiete, afeusi. All right, then we won't learn this, but we'll look at it for your exercise. And all present active imperative is what? Afieto. Afieto, present active infinitive, to release or to go, to send. Afiena, okay. Present indicative, middle and passive. Afietai. Afientai, afiontai. So it doesn't even have a complete stem, does it?
Mm-hmm.
The aorist, kappa aorist, afeka, translate like afeka, afo, and afe, and afeta, afosi. They're really nothing complete, afes, and afeta. Then the forms of sunimi, they go a few on the suniasi, suniusi, and suniusi, and so on. We'll skip down there, there's not any completeness there. Ago is reduplicated second aorist. Agagon. You'll find that all over the New Testament. Agagon. Ago, axo, agagon. Aris. Alright, then on page 211, the old pluperfect oida is adane. We didn't have to learn that, but let's go through that. Adane, ades, adae. Adamen, adate, adesa. That's a regular thing, and I think you can see it once you know it's adae. For oida, you have it all pretty well down pat. Active is of the same verb, the subjunctive, old subjunctive active, perfect subjunctive active is edo, edes, ede, edomen, edete, edosi. I old perfect infinitive, edenai. Participle, edos, edwia, edos. In fact, knowing, that's one of our vocabulary words, remember? Edos, ede, edwia, edos. Isn't that right? Knowing.
Mm-hmm.
How they put that in a vocabulary, just straight out from participles beyond me. But the old perfect active participle from histemi, hestos, hestosa, hestos.
Mm-hmm.
The genitive, hestotos, hestosis, hestotos. So then we go to the exercise, of course. And moving on to the optative mood or mode.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How common are these me verbs in the Greek? Because
I don't
know them as...
They're quite common, but they're not used as much. They don't have as many declinable conjugated forms. So you don't have to, like, hitemi, didomi, you find them all over the place, and kathistemi, and so on. But they don't have as many conjugated forms, so that you have to see what it looks like, and you can figure it out pretty well what it is. But it's... it isn't as well known because you wait till the end of the Greek class to get them, see? And so you don't really, you haven't mastered them as much, you don't use them. But they are quite frequent. Any place you cut the New Testament, you'll find the EME first. You know, you can open up to James, Epistle of James, and see if you can find the Aphi-Ame, type of verb. Challenge my own statement there. Well, you could probably find it if you look each word up. But even the word didomi, to give, you see, is very, very popular. Histemi, to send. Tithemi, to put or to place. They're obviously not as well placed as the other ones.
but I'm sure you'd find them in most places. I couldn't see one offhand there, but who can when you're just real fast, even if they're jumping out at you.
Do you still have that list available of frequency of words in the
Yes, I do. You want one?
Do you have that exhaustive thing, or is it down to 50 or something?
Yes, I do have 50. I'm wondering if I made copies. That's my original. Let me see if I may have any copies. Yes, I think I do. Frequency of words.
I got an extra one. I think I may just write them down.
Let me see if there are some. Just to me, those are the excellent ones to memorize. Words occurring. Let's see if we can find them in Didomi, for instance. Look at page 9. Look at Didomi. See Didomi, page 9. That's a word 200 to 500 times. See? 200 to 500 times is Didomi. What have we got in the first ones? 500 times. Any of the me verbs there? Let's take a look at those. That's a good point, Steve. I'm glad you brought that up. No, I don't see any there.
Here's istemi on page 10.
Page 10, histemi, okay.
Histemi.
How many frequency is that?
200 or
histemi. All right, that's right. You got the histemi. All right, let's go to the next one. 121 to 150. Apiemi. See apiemi? See it there?
Yeah.
There it is. And go on to the next one, 101 to 120.
Here's paradidomi in the very bottom of page 11.
Page 11. Okay. Paradidomi. Okay, you got paradidomi right there. To betray, that's right. That's very important for Judas and all, mm-hmm. and company. And then the others, 91 to 100.
Honestimi, page 12.
Honestimi. Yeah, you got it.
We got one that we haven't seen yet in the vocabulary, bottom of 13.
Bottom of 13, what? Apolomi? Mm-hmm. Yes, we haven't got that. To destroy. Apolomi. Yes. Well, that's it. Those are the ones.
It's good, though, that we seem to have gotten most of these words, don't we?
Yes, I think so. Most of these you've got already in mind. And that's what these are. This list, frequent list. And do you think I should lay one out for Larry?
We've got a
one out for Larry. I can, if you see him on there, in case I forget to give it to him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put those. Dan, wants to study Greek next year. And Bob Jones, you wonder, it's tough maybe for him, but I'm trying to put all these on tape, just like I did with the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to be able to do it now that I feel a little better. With a headache on, and just feel it's the summertime. I got the time, but I've got the first 2-3 pages is already on cassette. What I do, I spell it when I give the words. See? Just like in Hebrew, because you've got to spell these. Even though for us who know Greek better than the Hebrew, it's easier to visualize. But how are you going to tell exactly for the combination of epsilon and iota for A and eta for A? I mean, you got to spell them. If you want this student to learn, what exactly is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little child's play type of stuff when you spell a word. But on the other hand, that's the only way to get it, as far as when you're listening through the ear, to be sure, as you're riding down the road, this is the verb. Then you can see it, that's what it, you spell it correctly. So I'm going to try to do that for Dan, but I think that'll be practical. I'll be able to listen to that myself, and really, it'll be longer than the Hebrew, because the Hebrew is only about 500 words. This is about 1,000, 1,300, see. But it's a bigger vocabulary, because you got a more inclusive New Testament range. Okay, any other questions on that you have, Steve? I appreciate you bringing up those me verbs, because that's very important. All right, let's go on to the optative mood, wishes. Now notice 507 is the very last of the whole chapter, the last of the book, but beside the indicative, subjunctive, and imperative mood, there's another, optative. Optative means wish. That's all it means, opt. Oh, I wish that. What is your option, see? What do you opt for? Oh, I opt out. You see, this is all I wish. When I wish upon a star. In meaning, the optative is sort of a weaker subjunctive. We've talked about this, remember, early in the class. Early in the year. About the wish, that I may wish. It's a weaker subjunctive. Subjunctive and optative are really different forms of the same mood. The mood of hesitating affirmation. Hesitating affirmation. The optative says, I wish that this, I would that this were so.
Mm-hmm.
The subjunctive says, may this be so. And there's a slight difference between the would it and may it. See, would it be so, I hope that it is so, or I may it be so. See, there's a slight difference. There is a difference.
but they're very much the same ball of wax, you might say. In the New Testament, the active mood occurs only 67 times.
Hmm.
Present and aorist tenses only. So you see, it's so seldom used that we don't really have a mastery of it. Now, in the classical Greek, believe me, we had a mastery of the opposite. In the classical Greek, it was the oi, oi. This, I noticed, dunaime, and it's the alpha yoda, see. And this other one, that's the one they're using in this book. But most of the times, in many verbs, it's the oi, see, that was is the optative part of it. But the forms, the optative found in the New Testament following, are represented. Present, tense, active, and middle. Let's say these. Dunaimein. Dunei. Duneke. Nefri. Nekoi. When? Oh, I'm sorry. Now, those are the start. There's not anything to do with Dunaimein. Oh, Dunaimein is separate. Aye from Amy means may I be. Echoi means may I have. See? Echoi. See, A means may I be. Echoi means may I have. And Theloi means may I wish. See? Oh, that I might wish. That I may wish to do something. That's it. There's the oi form. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Oi, all right. And then the paskoite, that he might feel, that he might, in the plural, see, that he might, these are third person, that he might be, that he might, pardon me, echoi, theloi, that would be that he might, that he might, see, third person, I said that I might, really, third person, that he might wish, that he might have, and that ye might feel, see, pasco, from pasco, to feel or to have pain, and then echoi, the third person, that they might have, see, and dunainta, that they might be able, see, oh, that they might be able. Second aorist, active, and middle, onaime, from onimne. I don't even know what that verb means. I have to look that one up. Doe, that I might give, or that he might give, excuse me. See, this is the third person down here. Laboi, that he might take. Tukoi, that he might happen, or might come upon, or might chance upon. Phagoi, that he might eat. Genoita, that he might come to pass, or that it might come to pass, that it might be, see. And heroien is that they might find, heroien, see. And the first aorist active middle, euxaimein, that I might grow, to grow large is euxaimein. And then periserosai, that he might increase. Pleonasai, that he might increase. Katartisai, that he might come together and be mended. See, katartidzo is to mend. Ye that are spiritual, restore, such a one. Katartidzo, it means to mend the nest. Restore, that he might restore. And then katteothenai, that he might go straight, I guess, or go quickly. Katteothenos, see, althunai. Go straight. And then poi samen, that they might do, and sail off, I don't know what that means. Sorry about that. I have to look those up. All right, but those are the might of the may. These are wishes. And you find these, for instance, in that untranslatable phrase that many have criticized the King James Version for translating, God forbid, what is the Greek behind it? Remember, we discussed this several weeks back. Remember? Mm-hmm. May is the negative, genoita. May it not be. May genoita. See, genoita from genemai, mm-hmm. But it's genoi. It's the may it not be. It's the optative right there. May genoita. So may it not be. They say, God forbid, which in that day was a very good expression for may it not be. It was God forbid, means may God forbid it, may it not come to pass. Therefore, that's it. But that's your optative right there, the optative wish. All right, and there are two, notice on the bottom observation, page 213, there are two mode signs or mood signs that have to either iota or iota eta, or iota is used with a thematic sense of the echoi, or the iota eta, the ekai. But the iota, that gives you this, the oi form or I form, that's your optative. Alright, any questions on that one? Look at 5:10. A wish about the future is usually expressed in the New Testament by the optative, generally in the aorist. For instance, may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. Autos de hotheos. May the God of peace, and God himself, tes eurenes, of peace, hagiasai, may he sanctify you, see, hagiasai. Well, here that's the aorist, sigma, and then the I in the end is the active, you, humas, holoteles, completely, wholly, throughout the entire. See, telos is the end, and holos, the whole, the end to the whole. So that's hagiasai. May he sanctify your holy. All right, the commonest wish of this kind is the phrase, may genoita. See, I told you, may it not come, may not be or may not become. That's God forbid. May genoita, I should say. I said genoita, it's genoita. All right, a wish about the future may be expressed by ophelon and the future indicative. Ophelon means may it be or may it come to pass, or oh, I wish that or I will that, the future indicative. Just use once, though. Any questions on 5:10? All right, remember the aorist is the one that generally is used for that. Number 5:11, a wish about the present is expressed by ophelon and the imperfect indicative. Example, would that thou wert cold or hot. Ophelon, that means I wish. Supros cold es zestas, hot. Wish that you were cold or hot. See. Ace, of course, is that you were. See, there's your, that you were. Wish thou to be supras cold or zestas, hot. All right, a wish about the past is expressed by ophelon. See, ophelon takes care of a lot of these wishes. Oh, I would that, I wish that. And the aorist indicative, for instance, would that you did rain. Ophelon ex aselevsate. No, eb aselevsate, rather, eb aselevsate. That you would rain. I would that you would rain. That you did rain, rather. Aorist indicative. Any questions on that one? All right, we come to the final paragraph in our book. The fourth class condition is the condition undetermined and with remote prospect of determination. A and the optative in the prothesis, and the optative with on in the apothesis. So here's your optatives come in with this fourth class condition. The New Testament, no whole example of this class condition occurs. See, so you don't have to worry too much about it. There is found the condition prothesis or the conclusion apothesis, but not both at the same time. For instance, if you would even suffer, prothesis, I could pray. Potential optative. E kai paskoite. See, that's if you should suffer, would want to suffer. And elksaimein on, I could pray. Well, those are these separate ones. They have nothing to do with each other. All right, they're separate. If that's only the prothesis, and here's the potential optative. Exaimein on, I could pray, I would pray. So that's the fourth class condition. They don't use them very much. But it is a good condition to know. Let me just sum up on that with Dana and Maddie on the conditional clauses, because we've had first, second, third. And Dana and Maddie is much better summation here than Davis. Page 286, Dana and Maddie has it. 286. It's different conditions. And conditional clauses. Simple condition. A in the apothesis with any tense of the indicative. There's no fixed form of the apothesis. For instance, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That's the condition when you want to assume the reality of the premise. If, for the sake of argument, this is true, then so and so. Remember, the second class condition is a contrary to fact condition. That's the present time, the past time, whatever. If it's in the present time, it has the imperfect tense in both prothesis and apothesis, the present time, imperfect tense. If this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is. Well, he's not a prophet, but if he were, see, that's a contrary fact. And that's the prothesis has got A and on with the apothesis. That's what it is, A and on. It's contrary to fact. In the past time, you'd have the heiress were too perfect and both Protestants and Protestants. Then the more probable future condition, the third class condition, is eon in almost any form of the verb in the apostasis, and or rather the eon in the apostasis and then almost any in the apostasis. For instance, and this we will do if God permit. And the more probable, because the subjunctive uses the Protestant uncertainty is implied, but it's more probable it's going to happen than it not happen. The fourth class condition is called the less probable future condition, and that's the weakest possible condition you can have. That's A with the optative in the Protestant, and on with the optative in the Protestant if you have a full one. Now here's the example in Dana and Matty. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. It's not likely that you will, but if you should suffer, happy are ye. Al ekai paskoita, paskoite, paskoita. See, that would be the optative. If you would suffer, dia tu kai sune makaria. There's not really makaria. There's not really any happy are ye. There's nothing in the apostasis that's got the subjunctive, but it's just in the apostasis, or apostasis, nothing in the ending, just the beginning. But that's a less probable future condition, as it's probably not going to happen, see. The other is the more probable future condition is probably going to happen. Third class, that's the third and fourth class condition. But these conditions are sometimes difficult to unwind, but they are there, and we should know, nodding acquaintance at least with them, so you can interpret it. For instance, if we say we should sin, if we say we do not have no sin, we make him a liar. See, well, that's an if clause. Well, you're supposed to know, is that a more probable future condition, or is it a less probable? See, is it possibly going to take place, or is it just going to be probable, way off in the future? Well, if it's third-class condition, it's more probably it's going to happen. See, if it's a fourth class, it's less probable, very likely, unlikely, see, very unlikely to happen. So it's good to have these conditions. And
you can tell by the construction.
By construction, which one it is, that's right. So I don't know whether you took any of these the other day or not. I think you may have.
Well, he spread them out as opposed to putting them all together. It might have made it a little easier to study.
Yeah. That's right. He did spread them all out, didn't he?
But I guess
he gave it as a summary in here somewhere.
Somewhere, didn't he? I think he did. Somewhere.
I thought he gave it as a summary. Yeah. Then, as we got to a couple other conditions.
Now, I don't know whether we got into 1 John the other night or not. Didn't we take, if we say that we have not sinned, do we make him a liar or something? Didn't we say, did we take on the if clause there? Or was that from some other reason?
No.
I don't know.
I don't recall.
We
did that one other time.
Other time. That, yeah, 1 John was the 1:10, wasn't it? 1:8?
Wow.
We say have no sin, and so on. 10 maybe. All right, if we say Pati Uk and Martek come in, we do not sin. So then, when we lie and do not the truth. The truth is not in us, rather. So if we say that's Aon Epoimen, that would be a third class condition, Aon, see. There's no opposite there. See, the thing is, it's only used very rarely, this fourth class condition in the New Testament. So most of them are going to be third class conditions, Aon, and that means if we say that we sin, and we probably do say this sometimes, but we're lying, we don't want to be the truth. Are any other questions on that or comments? All right, the supplement, of course, part one, is rich with lots of helps and all these synopses of verbs, you know, in the back that we've talked about before, and that's all been very helpful. Going to get into some of these that probably get into Didymi, even. You said some of these in there, don't you? For instance, on page 232, 233. Here's Apollomy. There's your one, Manny. 233. You see it in paragraph 26? 233, paragraph 26. You see a third class? Dignumi. Here I show. See that? Dixo. See? Here's Apollomy. Destroy. Apolleso. You see it? 233, paragraph 26. See it in there? Apollomy and Dignumi. There's your. Look at these other. Didymi. Look at beautiful Didymi. Here, right here. Didymi. Doso. See on page paragraph 25. Doso. Edoka. Dedoka. Denomai, Edothane. See, that's what we need, man. You just run right down those. You see them in the Greek New Testament. You know them. Aphiemi, forgive. Apheso, apheka. Then there's a gap in apheontai and apete. Histemi, here it is. I stand. Speso, estein, esteka, and then estate. And estesa, you know, there's others. And tithin, here it is. I place. Theso, etheka, tetheka, tethemai, and etete. So you got wonderful. Here's kemai up here. Here's another. Well, that's a mai verb instead of a me verb, but they're very similar. The mai's and the me's. See, katemai, see, dunamai, not exactly. Femi, there's not too many principal parts for those. But, see, they start out with those me verbs, don't they, in those? And then I don't think we take too many all the way down to the end here. There's not too many all the way. They just about got all of them right up in there. That's called the third class, isn't it? The third class of verbs. Is that what it said?
Mm-hmm.
Third class, yeah. Non-thematic present with na and ni. But those are very helpful. The whole thing right down there, those, you find that will help you when you get into trouble to see what is this and what is that. If the lexicon that you're using doesn't have all the principal parts, so maybe you can look at this and find some right there. All right, if nothing else, let's go back into our exercises and we'll move ahead with those and be on our way rejoicing. This tonight was 56 and 57. I have to keep in mind that we go back and forth to so many different lessons here. 56 and 57. 56 starts on page 204, right? Paragraph 488.
Red, blue.
Okay.
Keep it honest, right?
All right, ready to go? Let's say the first Greek to English. Read those off for me, if you would, man.
Okay. Kai.
Anastas.
Eopen,
cross,
ton,
patera, L2. All right, what do we have there?
And was that one raising
and Anastas,
up?
Having stood up.
Having
stood.
Once having stood up.
See, that's your aorist parts of living. See, aorist part, Anastas, manisti me. And
went,
having stood up, he went
before the Father himself?
Or to his father. Yeah, now really, Anastas, having been resurrected, see, after, in other words, after he was resurrected, he went to his father. Feminine, Anastas. See, that's part of the could be, and having stood up, literally to stand up, but it means also having been raised, see. He went to his father. It depends on what, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, it would be resurrection. If it speaks to a young man standing up at the table and going to his father, that would be having stood up.
Right.
But Anastas, do we see Anistimi? Where do we have that? Do we have Anistimi anywhere here?
Yeah, Anistimi.
Now, where's your participle? From like histimi, wouldn't it be? All right.
Yeah.
Look under your aorist participle and see if you got up aorist participle. Oh, by the way, those verb charts, didn't they come? I thought they did come.
The slide version.
Where did she put them? Oh, she's got them right here. I didn't see them. Look at that. That drill is on the ball. It is just eyes.
Right on line, huh?
That's, there we go. I don't know
who it is. One's Larry's and one. Okay, what do I. I didn't order the Bible, I don't think.
No, I guess not. These Bibles, she put these here for me to see. I just looked around. Well, nobody ordered a Bible. This was a special Bible. See, I've been looking at this thing. There was they gave us a special deal on it for $5. $5. Boy, you can't get any Bible big like this. A special sort of a teacher's Bible or a student's Bible, textbook edition, see? And it has some help in it and so on. And it's King James Version and all. It's got the concordance and so on. So we just thought we'd look at that. Doesn't look too bad. For $5. So Ruth got one, and my wife got a couple. I got one just to see what it looked like. But it doesn't look too bad, does it? What do you
think? I think it's $375. Here's $5.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll work that out later on, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if we can. Bible slide over. Okay, $575. $375. Okay, mm-hmm. Well.
I'll try to, let's see, just a dollar, how are we going to do that? $1.25 we'll give you back there, Manny, somehow.
It's pretty good for $5.
Isn't that good?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that. Okay, we're Manny, $5. We owe him $1.25. Okay, we'll see if we can get that.
Right.
Get that back to you next week, man. This must be somebody else. Oh, this is Ruth. Did Ruth
own No, that's Larry's.
Oh, Larry Waterman. Okay, so we put that for Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, I better.
Now,
somebody's a gapist. I can see the little.
Uh-oh.
See the gap.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gap there?
The creation, the fall? No.
No,
Tower
of Babel.
Tower of Babel?
That's just that he doesn't know
the time. He don't know the time.
Oh, okay.
He didn't take the chronology on
this. Huh. I don't
know. Who's the
editor of that?
Editor on this?
Zondervan.
Zondervan is a publisher. Yeah, I don't know who the. Well, they got some nice little timelines and minister of Jesus, miracles, parables. That looks interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know whether any of you guys want any of these or not.
Well, I wouldn't mind having one if it's good. 550.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. Now, what did they go for? Second verse.
Second
Kai.
A
Kusan.
Kusan.
Ones. Megales. Megales.
Megales.
Ek.
Tu.
Kuranu.
Leguses.
Altois.
Altois.
Anabate.
Anabate.
Hode. Kai,
Anebesan,
Es, Ton, Uranon, En, Te, Nephele. How does that say?
And they heard.
And they heard.
The great voice.
A voice of great, great voice. Great voice. A loud voice from the heaven. Saying. Notice the voice was saying, therefore it's in the family,
right.
Saying to them, Anabate. Bino is to step, and Ana is up. Step up.
Step,
come
up.
Up. Stand up. Stop, come up, or step up. Come up.
Here.
Here. Come up hither. See, that's the come up hither in the Revelation. Come up here.
And
they
took,
Ana Bino again. You see, Ana Beso. See, Ana Bino. See, this is the aorist of it. Ana Bino.
Okay.
They said they went up.
Into
the heaven.
On a cloud.
Okay, got that? So this is on a bino. See now bino we didn't go into detail on that, did we? It was there, but we didn't memorize it, so was it did we have it at all?
What's that?
Bino?
Yeah, on a bino.
Yeah, it's true.
Final, way back a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, we had on a bino, but
way back
this bino. Conjugation was a little. I had a fun.
Yeah.
Down here in the.
Bino we've had, but on a bino. So, Vaso. Okay.
What passage is that?
Well, just trying to think.
I couldn't think of it.
Just trying to think of it.
That's
in the two witnesses in Revelation 7, I believe.
They don't go up to heaven, do they?
Yes, well, they take them right up to heaven. See, there in Revelation 4 has come up hither. That's a picture of the rapture by typology and by picture. But in Revelation 7, these two witnesses, I believe it's 7 or 8 or 11 or somewhere along there, they come up there. See, there were two witnesses. Here it is, 11. It's 11. See, empower two witnesses and to speak into heaven, and they God raised them. See, verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. Exactly, word by word. See, these two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, whoever it may be, whoever they have. See, come up hither. So there's two come up hithers.
Right.
Only Revelation 4:1 and then the Revelation 11. Come up hither, come up hither. And that's where some of the people get the mid-tribulation rapture heresy. They say to come up hither is not at 4:1, which is before the tribulation. But it's in the middle of the tribulation where the two witnesses go up. Therefore, there is your rapture. The mid-tribulation. Now, they're wrong. There's nothing to do with it, but that's how they get the thing all done. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to number 3. Give us the Greek to English, please, men.
Apen.
De.
To.
Amdi.
Egera.
Kai.
Stati.
Ace.
Ta.
Meson,
Kai,
Anastas,
Este.
Okay. By the way, Dr. Stadden, my oncologist, when he said goodbye to me in the office, you know, when I was in the hospital and I was leaving, so last words, have a good Greek class. See, he knew I was going to get a Greek class. Have a good Greek class. And he always says when he goes, that God bless. You know, he's a Presbyterian elder. You know, I don't know what he's saying. How will he get around him when he did? Find out. But he's interesting. Good doctor. Nice young man. 35, that age. You know, 36 on there. But have a good Greek class. He knew I was trying to get that Greek class. All right. So this is three. What do we have there, man? Number three.
And he said
to the men.
Raise up.
Get up.
Raising
to the man. All right. Rise up. Get up.
Get up.
And
stand.
Stand. His name is stand.
In the midst.
And
having risen.
Having raised up.
He stood.
Just exactly what the Lord told him to do, huh? Any question on that? Three. All right. That was the man that was lame at his feet. Would that be the pool of Bethesda? Would it be... in Acts 4, whatever it was. John
Peter
4,
John
5.
It was Peter and John.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, screwed up, yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Pool of Bethesda was John, isn't it? John 5. And he stood up too, didn't he? Lame.
What did I say?
Well, I guess you just didn't make that a participle.
What do you say? He stood up?
He's
raised up. Well, it is. It's a. Isn't it a past?
Yeah, raised up, having raised up for when he raised up.
Oh, and raised up, I see what you mean.
Maybe. He raised up
for
and stood.
For,
okay. All right, let's try four.
Yeah, raised up again.
Greek to English.
Try to
sentence number four, Greek to English.
Cut the boss.
Death.
Petros.
Cross.
Tus.
Andras.
Ephen.
Edu,
ego, Amy, Hon, Zeteta. What does that say? Katabaste Petros, Prostus Andros.
Taking down.
And having katabaino. Again, katabaino, see? Katabaino means the stepping down and going down.
And having going down.
Going down.
Peter.
To the man. Having gone down to the man.
Said,
Idu, behold, see, Idu means from Adon, Adon to see, and Idu means behold. It's that same old in Hebrew as Hene, remember? Isn't it Hene in the Hebrew? What is it? Behold.
Mm-hmm.
Lo, is it Hene? Yeah, okay. It's Idu, same one. Idu, behold,
I am the one whom you are seeking. Oh, yeah.
The one whom you seek, see? I am he whom you seek, right? He whom you are seeking. Remember as the people going down to him in Acts 10? And Cornelius went down to see Peter, who was in a trance.
Oh, they put behold on there, whatever that was.
Behold, Idu.
What did I say?
From Adon to see.
I am who you are seeking.
Amen. I don't know.
Behold, I am... the one whom you seek. I am the one you seek.
I think I have a problem with that.
Okay,
can
all set?
Can I know that?
No, you don't. Please, you don't have
I just left it out.
You see, in English, though, we would say, I am he whom you are seeking, right? But, well, I guess we'd say, I am he whom you are seeking. You'd have to have he whom.
That's
but
what I tried. I don't know.
It looked genitive, so you're
right.
Yeah. All right, all set on that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go on to five. What's that Greek say for us?
Pareste.
Gar.
Moi.
Tate.
Te.
Nukti.
Tu.
Theu.
U.
Eni.
O.
That'd be ho, wouldn't it? Or is it ho?
Is
rough
way is
ho. Ho, okay, ho. Kai.
Latreo.
Angelos.
Legon.
May.
Fogu.
Paulet.
Kaisari,
Set,
Day,
Parastena.
What does that say?
It's a long one.
Pareste, from parestemi.
So we're...
Stand beside.
So let's stand beside.
Yeah. He stood beside me
this night
of God.
I am.
Whose I am. Of God, of whom I am. See?
Of whom I am, yeah.
He stood beside me that night. The God whose I am. See, actually, it's God stood by me. He stood by me.
Yeah.
The God of whom I am stood by me.
But
that's in the. It's genitive.
Two.
I had a tough.
Well, they got that genitive absolute.
Yes, they stood by me. Pareste, but there's no. They usually participle.
Yeah.
He stood by me. God. I suppose it says he stood by me, pareste, isn't it? Pareste is he stood by me. For by me he stood in that night. God, of whom I am.
I don't think
I don't know how you can get there.
God isn't who stood in front of him, though.
That's
the angel
right.
is.
Where's the angel from the next verse?
Of God stood by me.
Could it be an angel?
Master,
the God.
Angel. An angel. That's right. An angel of God.
But that's who's
right.
in front of him. But it,
that's right. From God, whose I am, an angel stood by me. Yeah, from God. It was sent from God. All right, you're right. That's right. Syntactically, you've got to have it go with angel. That's better. Okay. Which? In whom or to whom? Yeah. Also, whom I serve. See?
Also, I serve.
Whose I am and whom I serve. That's a beautiful word, isn't it? Whom I am, whose I am, and whom I serve. An angel. Of God, from God, whose I am, an angel, saying to me, isn't that wonderful? Of God, an angel. See, from God, an angel. We say an angel from God stood by me. That's what we say. When an angel of God. In fact, that's what the King James thing says. An angel of God stood by me, whose I am and whom I serve. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. But it's really patched up if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, that's
I'm glad we got the angelos up there. I thought it was an angel somewhere. I couldn't see him.
Paul was learned, I guess.
Yes, he certainly was learned.
Of course, he didn't write that, did he?
Let's see. Luke. Dr. Luke was learned, too. He was a learned man as well. Very good Greek in Luke. Luke and Paul. All right. Angelos legon.
Same.
Fear not.
Maphobos. Now, what kind of fear is this? What kind of prohibition?
Fear.
What kind of prohibition? Present or heirs?
Heirs.
Phobao is the word. Phobao. Phobao mai. To fear. Phobao.
So it is.
Phobu. Be present with me.
Mm-hmm.
You stop fearing. Quit your fearing. Mm-hmm. You're already fearing. Is that right? Phobu. Check your.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Stop fearing. Stop being afraid, Paul.
Oh.
Kaisari,
Caesar. Standing beside. Caesar. It is necessary.
It is necessary,
to stand
for you.
To stand by. To Caesar.
Stand by.
Come to Caesar. To appear before Caesar. Para istimi. To appear before Caesar.
Necessary for you. Like that.
Huh? Isn't that some Greek? Isn't that a Greek? Luke had some Greek in it, didn't he? Said they that you see, of course, that for you must, it's really for you must stand before Caesar. See, the you must, the subject of the infinitive being the set in the accusative, remember? Oh, well, it's not really the subject, but it is.
Yeah.
Whenever you have an accusative, you know, that's the subject of the infinitive. All right, it is necessary for you to stand by Caesar, to come by, to appear before Caesar. Right, any question on that? You want to try that once more? Pareste, where he appeared.
He's
try it again. For he appeared before me in this night, from God,
an angel
whose I am and whom I serve, an angel, saying, you know, where you say angel of God back there, or you say from God, he appeared to me from God, whose I am, whom I serve, an angel saying, stop fearing, Paul. Quit your fearing. For you must appear before Caesar. In other words, if he would appear before Caesar, how could he die in the shipwreck? That's God's providential control. See, that's what he was telling Paul in Acts 27. Boy, he took heart for that. All right, 6. Greek to English is what?
Onomos.
God. Anthropos. Anthropos.
Statistician.
Archeves. Ephantos.
Asthenes.
How does that say?
For the law.
Of men. Well, not of
men. Came down to men.
For the law. Katizo, means the place before, was placed down before men, came down to men.
Chief
priest. Kacheres, chief priest.
That must be from chief priest.
Having weak will. Well, no, the law constituted, priests having weakness. That's right, the law set up. For the law set up men who were priests having weakness. How's that sound? The law
set up
kathistimi, constituted. What do you have for kathistimi, Steve? Men
appointed,
that's right. The law appointed men, priests who had weakness.
Priests.
Right? Who had weakness. For having weakness. Right? How's that?
Yeah, a little awkward.
A little awkward.
I can understand it.
That's Paul in the book of Hebrews, isn't it? Paul appointed, kathistimi, to point, to set down, is that what it is? Kathistimi? Yeah, set down or appoint, yeah. Set down or appointed. Men, priests,
having weakness.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions on that? But the high priest, the Lord Jesus, had no weakness at all. Right, if nothing else on that, let's go to the English to Greek root. The four sentences before us, an angel stood by Paul in the night. An angel angelos stood is histemi. Is it just histemi? So would it be or kathistemi or anistemi? Stood by would be potistemi, wouldn't it be? Potistemi? Stood by? Potistemi? Yes, no, what? Metistemi, no.
Stand by, yeah.
Potistemi, yes, stand by, sure. So, what do we have? An angel, Angelos, Potiste.
So you need an aorist.
Stood.
Potiste.
An aorist indicative active, so it'd be.
Aorist.
So it'd be.
Paristatai. Paristatai, right? Aorist indicative. Paristatai, stood by.
I knew what to use.
Paristatai.
First.
You got present, so did I.
What is that team? Oh.
What did I use it? It's present.
Stands by, so stood by, Paul. By Paul, Paulus. By Pauli, or Paulo.
Paulo, which would be. Paulo,
yeah, Paulo.
Well, you used it. You used it. The years, but you used S.A. So that's just.
Oh, I used the aorist of histemi.
Yeah, histemi.
Would it be anupti?
I guess it could be. It said, I made to stand, place, or stand.
Oh, it really should be that. Even if you use part histemi, it should be part este, shouldn't it?
Because it makes I make to stand?
Because it's aorist.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be part
este? Should be
part este, is that what I put?
Well, what does the histemi mean?
I just put este.
Yeah. Oh, par este.
It should be par este.
Well, what was I looking at? You had present middle.
We were looking at.
Oh, the heiress. Oh, par este. Oh, you're right. I was looking the wrong one. Yes, par este, definitely. Yes, par este. So we're all wrong now.
Well, I used the right. Used the right verb. I used par
este. The angel stood by Paul.
I used the
by Paulo.
Right in.
In the night. En nupti.
Ante nupti.
In the night. All right, any questions on one? All right, pareste is what it ought to be. Two men went up into the temple. Of course, went would be to go is went up, it would be bino. Be anabino, wouldn't it? Went up. Duke stepped up, Anabino. Okay, so two men to be what?
Duo
Andres. Or duo anthropoi. Two Andres, one up. Remember, it's Anabino.
So
Anna.
Face
on
is Anna?
Anna for up. See, one up. Anna Bois. Stepped up. Anabino.
Anna
base on is it? Did you look under the base on over there?
It should be right. It's an heiress, right?
Yeah.
Base on.
It's Anabino.
Anna base on. I think that's right.
Heiress.
Anna base on?
They went up on a base.
You got on a base.
On a base soil. Wouldn't it be on a base soil?
No, you
got your door closed in the other room, huh?
Okay.
You see, this one here, Ayers, is on a Lusosi, class subjunctive. I want to. On a Lusan, on a Besan, yeah. On a Besan. Yeah, on a Besa, and that's, we've had it up in the English, Greek to English up here, on a Besa. Anebesan. See there, Anebesan? Ka Anebesan, number two above there. Third line from the top in Greek to English. See it? Right in the middle of the word. Anebesan. See it?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be the same word, wouldn't it? Anebesan. We just say, Anebesan. Right, they went up into the temple. Eston Naos. Right? See Anebesan?
Oh, I left out the.
Anabesan went up into heaven. This went up into heaven on Anabesan. So that's the Anabesan into the temple. Ace, Ton, Naon. Is the temple Naon?
Yeah.
Naos?
Or Heron.
Heron. Yeah, Heron. Into the temple.
I forgot the word I was writing.
Heron. Is where temple? Heron.
Yeah.
All right, any questions on two? All right, number three. Who appointed you a ruler of the people? Appointed is Kathistimi, right? We just came into that, did we not? Kathistimi, set up. So, who appointed you? Who appointed would be the third person singular. Tis, Kathis.
Is it Kathis?
Tesin. That's right, Kathistesin. Who appointed you? Huh?
Yeah, Tesin.
Seth.
Or appointed to the heirs?
See, you got it in the last verse in the Greek English up here. See it? It's number six above. Center of the sentence. Kathistesin.
Why is it Kathistesin?
Well, the law appointed men priests. See, and it's who appointed. It's he
yeah,
who.
Yeah, that's in the present, isn't it?
Who appointed is in the past. Who appointed, that's in the past. Who appoints is the present, see. Who appointed to be fast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the first one before the law appoints. Yeah, you're right. God, this is, all right, so we need an aorist. Okay, you're right.
Then
let's
you
go to the aorist. Katheste. You're right. Katheste.
No, I didn't do that.
There's your aorist again.
Katheste.
That's right. You're right, Manny.
You got it.
Tis katheste se a ruler.
Where did I get those things?
Of the priest. A ruler be archieres. Archieres, the ruler.
Yeah.
A ruler. Archontos, a leader. Archontos, a ruler. Who appointed you a ruler? A ruler, singular. Arkanta.
Oh,
ruler.
Yeah, that is right.
Arkanta.
That's a
right.
Third declension.
Yeah, third declension.
Yeah, you're right. Arkanta. You're right. Third declension. You're right. Arkanta of the people to Lau.
Oh, that's
what
other
kind of people you want? What kind of people you want?
Lau. Yeah,
to Lau.
Lau.
Yeah, okay. All right, pick a question.
I did something I didn't do. I forgot my semicolon.
For question, huh? All right, number four, the disciples went into the boat, went into, now to go into is bino, but ace bino, isn't it? Or m bino, That's it. Embark. Walk out, embark. So the disciples is what? The disciples. Embino, they went. Bino is present, so you want beso.
And Basan,
yeah, they went into the boat. Haston Ployon, right? Haston Ployon into the boat. Any questions on four? If not, we're beautifully on time at 8:30. We got 30 minutes for the last sentences, which we can sail along by, I'm sure, and nothing fine. All right, let's take the Greek to English. I think we have time to go ahead in the Greek to English since we have 30 minutes yet. What do we have? Number one. Page 208. Pas, anthropos, proton, ton, kalon, oinon, tithesin. All right, what does that say?
Every
man, proton, first,
the good wine
places or sets or puts the good wine out.
Every man places
or puts the good wine first. That's it. Any question on that? That's in John 2. Wedding of Cana.
Well, you got it, though.
All right, I couldn't figure out where that came.
Yeah. Yeah, he puts the good wine first, and then when men have
it. Then they're drunk, then they put the old wine. All right, number two. What does that say in the Greek?
And
Kai. Yes. All right. And in Clitic.
Oh, okay.
Two accents in one. All right. What does that say?
In calling.
And having cried, having called with a loud voice,
Jesus said,
Father, into your hands.
I give over my spirit.
Loud voice. He was not dying of a weakened condition, was he? You won't cry with a loud voice if you're about to die on your natural death, right? Strength, all the strength was in him. He gave up his life, dismissed his spirit voluntarily. All right?
That comes later, too, when he says that.
This is his final word, isn't it? Oh, finally,
that's later finished. When he says that. It wasn't taken from me, but I gave it up myself.
John 10:17. No man taketh my life from me, I give it up myself. My Father gave me this commandment to not do those things. Mm-hmm. So that's John, I believe it's 10:17, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, number three says what? Greek says
Heron,
Son,
Kurion.
Ek to Mnemeu, that's a beautiful word.
Yeah.
Kai
Ubruk
Oidaman Poo. Ethekan Altan. What does that say? Adon from Iro.
So that's raising up or that?
Yeah, they rose up. The Lord raised up or bore or carried.
They raise up the Lord from the grave.
The grave.
And we did not know
where they put him. See, or they have taken away instead of raised up.
Take away.
This is take away.
Oh.
Instead of take away or bear, right?
To bear, that's right. They have taken away. They've borne away the Lord out of the Jordan. That was dear Mary. That's the tract that I wrote on Christmas. And I use these words. I don't know whether you've seen it. A little tract, Bible for Day Prince, in red ink. They have taken away my Lord. I know not where they have laid him. And I say the tinsel, the Santa Claus, and the Christmas trees, and all, they have taken away my Lord. Mm. I know where they laid him. They put the whole Christmas track there. How that just wipes out and obliterates his real meaning.
Yeah, you know what I always hate when I see the word Xmas trees. Mm. Xmas. That's a perfect example of taking Christ
away.
Out.
That's right. It's really taking it right out. That's a sad thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's see. What was that? Four, was it? Or that was three?
Three.
All right, score four. What does that say? Greek says long one, not too long one.
Hade.
Kurios.
Pros.
Tite. Tus. Sozomenus. Sozomenus. Kat. Emeran. Epi. Avtar. Okay? What does that say?
And the Lord. Added.
Prostithemi, to add to, to put to, place to, added to.
Them.
Those or
those
them. Who were being saved.
Who were being saved. This
kata
day.
Emera.
Daily.
Each day. See, kata emera. Each
daily.
Day.
Daily. To the same.
How would you translate that? Do that again.
Well, the Lord added daily those who were being saved to the same. That is to the same ones that were there. The ones being saved. So the manners.
Yeah, that is was adding. That's imperfect, so it's was adding.
But this you're right. Was adding. Yes, the Lord was adding. You're right.
Like,
that's
you
imperative.
Know,
imperfect.
Continuous.
That's there was continue to add. That's right. Those were being saved. Being saved, I guess, really, because that is a menus, which is the middle, isn't it? Or a passive, rather. Middle or passive. Mm-hmm. Those were being saved.
Yeah, that's right. It's present.
Yeah.
That's present.
Present, middle and passive. Adding those who are being saved.
I guess an imperfect uses a present participle because there's no imperfect participle.
Yeah, that's right. So you have to use that other. All right. Any questions further on that? Okay. Let's go to five. Let's read the Greek on that. It's a long one. Three lines, almost two and a half.
To talk me.
Here's a double length letter. To talk me.
Pater.
Agapa.
Pati.
Ego.
Tithemi.
Tain.
Sukain.
Sukainmu. Yeah, I got it.
Sukainmu.
Hina. Palin. Labo. Altain.
Udes,
Aaron. Is it Aaron or
Hayden?
Aaron.
Obtain.
Up. And move.
All.
Ego.
Tithemi.
Obtain.
Up.
And out too. What does that long one say? Via tutto. Because of this, through
this,
on account of this.
The Father loves me. Because
I am laying down
my
soul and my life
in order that
I might
my give
take it flabo from La Mano, that I might receive it, I might take it,
it again.
Again. Hmm?
No.
Where did you get?
In order that I might take it again. See, pollen might take labo.
Pollen is again.
See.
Right, again.
See, pollen genesis is regeneration. Pollen genesis, new birth.
Well, I put down pollen as many might.
No, that's pollen.
That's okay.
That's where I'm going to figure that out.
Yeah, that's right. Pollen. That I might take it again. That I might take it. All right. Udes. Aiden.
No one
takes
it
from me, but I put it, place it
from
by myself. Set it down myself, by myself. Now there's what you're talking about, Steve. This is the very verse you received.
Right.
Talking. It's John 10:17-18.
Trying to figure out the first part of the verse a little more, though.
All right, first part. Because of this, therefore my Father loves me.
Right.
Because I place down my life that I may take it again.
So the Father loves
me because He's willing.
Loves what He's doing.
Loves what He's doing. And He's willing to do that. Look at that nose right smack dab against that thing. Breathes and gets all that greasy stuff out of there, which we clean up later. All right. I tell Dan when he's in here watching TV between the commercials, come on, Dan, let's get to this, you know, the Sprite or whatever you do that, and clean all that stuff when the little people come in. Then they go, we have a parade of cleaning up the glass. All right. So we understand that because the Father loves it, because He does willingly give up His life. Okay, any questions on that?
It's sort of hard to grasp the Father loving the Son and the Son loving the Father, and yet they're the same being. You know, it's
same, but they're two persons. See, different persons, same Godhead, that's right. Same God, same deity, but different ones. It's hard for us to grasp, is right.
Right.
All right, English to Greek, just four more sentences and we're home free. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. To lay down, to put down is tithemi, and down is katatithemi, isn't it? To lay down, katatithemi? Katistemi. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You don't have to use
it. Tithemi is the place, and histemi is the lie or the put.
Wait a minute. No, you would be
to put down, tithemi.
It's just to lay down. I lay down.
But isn't kat?
No, that's the set down, isn't it? Or that's I set down or point.
I guess.
Tithemi.
But tithemi is the place related. You're right. Just tithemi. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Just lay down tithemi. You don't need anything other than that. Okay, the good shepherd lays down his life. Good shepherd?
Kalos.
Shepherd? Poimenos? Poimenos? Agathos poimen, the good shepherd. Kalos is external, agathos is internal, intrinsic. See, goodness is agathos. Kalos is just the beauty outwardly, external beauty. It's skin deep. So this would be agathos poimen. Agathos poimen lays down in the past. So instead of tithemi in the present, it would be.
That's the
aorist.
This is an aorist?
It has to be aorist, wouldn't it?
But it would just be lays down, isn't it?
Lays down. See, to lay down. Wait a minute. To place or lay. To lay down would be the put. So that is present, you're right. If you lie down to sleep, that's present. Yesterday I lay down, that's past, but lay in this case is present. So it would be regular tithemi.
Tithemi.
Good shepherd lays down his life.
Zoe.
Tame sukane. Or torn the sukane. But then you use sukane a lot of times. Autu. For the sheep.
Hupa.
Or anti. Or huper. The sheep, toi probata. Probata is tois, tus probatus, is it top probata? So it would be.
What is that? A third declension?
Probata.
Are you looking for accusative?
Probata. Would that be what you'd have? If you have huper probata, or would it be huper something else?
I use the declension, which would be, that would be a dative for the probato. And it is a neuter
first bear,
second to clinch it,
in behalf of the ablative.
Probatu.
Hoop bear with your chart here says it'd be happy.
I don't know. I didn't use any preposition.
So it'd be hoop. Oh, I see.
His is all right too because he didn't.
I didn't use the preposition. That's all right. I used the data for.
That's right. You're right. Probatu. That's right. You got.
It. So what is it for? If you use hoop bear.
Be hoop bear probatu. Probatu.
What?
It's an adjective.
I use plural.
You use a plural.
That's okay. Probat. True probaton, probaton. Mm-hmm. Fair probaton for the sheep, plural. Right, that's better yet. Any questions on that? All right. The apostle commends the disciple to the Lord. Now, command is. Command, is that command?
Yeah, I found it at 11th
hour. All right, sunistimi.
It's like commit, I guess.
It's plural, it's present.
Depends on
Sunistimi, I command, I establish. That's right, sunistimi, I command. All right, so here we go. The apostle commands, sunistimi. Apostolos commands. Sunistisi, the disciple, and the accused.
So
it
would be
Tain. To the Lord, just to kurio, right?
Mm-hmm.
To kurio. Any question on two? Mm-hmm. Number three, I do not know where they laid him. That's what he had in the
so
three.
So be.
To lay him is to be tithemi, wouldn't it be? Mm-hmm. Where they laid him, tithemi. To place, to put, it'd be the aorist. Okay.
Whatever that is.
All right, I do not know. And to know is oida. So be uk oida. I do not know.
So
uk oida. I do not know where. Who? They lay. Maybe they have a clue right up in here. This Greek to English. Remember they took away the Lord. I don't know where they laid him. Ethekon.
Oh,
they put from Tithemi. Ethekon, right? Where they put him?
They didn't.
Ethekon, you got that?
I didn't.
Where they laid Auton. Ethekon Auton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, ready to go for four. He was placing his hands upon the children. How to place upon, to put upon, is tithemi, what? Katithemi?
Epitithemi.
Epitithemi. That's regular place upon. See, tithemi is the place, epi is upon.
Oh, okay.
Place upon, all right.
But that's got to be an imperfect. So that
he was placing, so they got to go imperfect. See here, he was placing epitethe, top of page 206. He was placing his hands, kados, would be. Epitaphtechnon. Any question on that? All right. He was placing his hands upon the children. That's, we got it. Finally got it down there. Any questions on it? All right. Add them up. You got 106 on here. And you got 110. Let me see. 110 on the other. That's 2:16. Looks like to me.
Oh, 2:16.
That's a huge, huge base. But we can take all we want and get, can't we?
208.
That's 96 for Manny.
Mm-hmm.
96.
211. 98%.
Okay, 211.
Mm-hmm.
97.6, be 98%. That's for Steve. Okay. Very good, man. We're
okay.
Home a little early.
Good.
If that's all right by you, we'll go home and study up.
The hills.
Head for the hills, that's
head
right.
For the hills.
That's right. All right, would one of you please close in a word of prayer as Lord will lead? We'll close our class tonight.
Father, again, Lord, we're thankful for this time that we have to study your language, and we thank you for the continued health of Dr. Waite and ask that you would continue to bless him in that. We ask your blessing upon our studying of this word and upon our personal devotions and especially upon our lives and the lives of our family. We ask that you would watch over us and help us to do only your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good, man. Keep up the good work.
Okay.